Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Coming to you live from my bunkerized home studio, somewhere within the great granite state of New Hampshire, where the state motto is live free or die. It is not big government or bust. And yes, I checked again today, as I do almost every day. It is Tuesday, May the 26th in the year of our Lord, 2015, as we roll along into hour number two with my special guest here today, Yoda and Backpack. Now, Yoda has something that I kind of loved. When I spent some time with these guys over the weekend, and they're a couple of great people, great Americans, doing some great American work for America. But Yoda has these things that he calls, instead of anecdotes, he calls them Yoda-dotes. And I just thought that was a very unique yet actually hilarious way of talking about anecdotal information that he has, and he has a lot of it. If you'd like to call and speak to them directly this evening, the toll-free number is 603-835-3224. And right now, I just want to bring Yoda and Backpack back on. Are you guys still there?
We are indeed.
Again, thank you for joining us again.
I've been chasing terrorists around forever. I'm older than a rock. Backpack was what he calls a computer commando in the cubic, like that. He left that 4 years ago. He was making a lot of money in computers for large companies and government, sold all his stuff, gave a lot of stuff away to charity, and he's traveled hither and yon, coast to coast, back and forth for 4 years, lived in four-star hotels, and he lived in hostels. So he became a street-savvy journalist. Fabulous guy that my pleasure to work with, brother. So we appear on air under our pseudonyms, Backpack and Yoda, because we still are operational with federal agencies and cops, and we don't want a front yard full of cartels.
Well, that,
for your audience benefit.
That makes a lot of sense.
I uncovered one recently I know you and your audience will be interested in. Excuse me, bro. Throughout the United States, there are Islamic terrorist training camps. Have you happened to hear about them, Russ?
Throughout where now?
The United States.
Oh, yes, yes.
Backpack was instrumental with a vehicle, the magnifiedview.com, in exposing those. So I'd like him to tell you about it.
Now, what we're seeing is from sea to shining sea, at least 35 confirmed, but many more in the mosques. They are saying ISIS is in all 50 states. But these are rural areas. They're cordoned off by fences and oftentimes are run by Muslims who are in prison, and they get extra benefits. They might have been Christian, but they quickly learn they'll get extra benefits through prison to be converted to Muslim. And so they'll come out of the camps, and they're hardened felons oftentimes, and they'll go to these camps where they have dummies set up to do small arms fire training. They have buses, and there's a famous Pakistani, well, infamous, really, he's out of Pakistan, is helping funnel money and to support these camps. Their main headquarters is in Islamabad, which is Hancock, New York. It's in the Catskills Mountains. That's the main command center. It's called Muslims in America. We have a website set up for it. It's called terrorcamps.com. It's devoted to all, a lot of other reports from around the country. The amazing thing is all this training with AK-47s and blowing up buses, and it's in these rural areas that Yoda and I were just discussing that they should be raided and shut down. But through the Obama nation, he is preventing that by saying that it's communal living. He's not allowing them to raise the report. So we're shocked. We've had other national security advisors on Voices of Global Freedom who are also saying the same thing. They want to raise cases. They're not allowed to because Obama nation says you can't use the word Islam or terror together in a report. It's just really shocking, Rod.
So really what these people are doing is they're hiding right under our own noses right now, and they're kind of taunting the American people. Now, in some states, I know that the so-called civilian state militias have grown pretty large and pretty powerful in their own right. What is preventing an all-out war with this?
It's not there yet, Rod. I've found in decades of experience, we Americans are slow. We finally wake up and we get into things late. In my opinion, good guys like you and your lovely agent, Laura, you're busy. You're working hard, bro. People like you, the good guys, the conservative patriots, are working hard. The other guys, the free stuff guys, are sitting around, torn t-shirt, telling some gal to bring them a beer. They're not interested. But something finally occurs, like the First World War, the Second World War, and the good guys stand up. You've got 800,000 plus cops. They're going to stand up. You've got 22 million plus veterans and their families. They're going to stand up. Guys like Rod are going to stand up. Militias are a two-sided sword, really. They're often well-meaning. And really what it ends up as is sworn law enforcement, as on the border, has to protect them. So militias, however well-meaning, not really trained, go on the border, and what it winds up as is Border Patrol has to protect them instead of catching bad guys. Make sense, Rod?
Yeah, so I guess basically we're kind of lucky that so far they haven't tried to unleash their version of an anti-holy war on these people. But I don't, you know, when I hear about this kind of stuff, and I see what's going on in the world, not just the United States, and we have some of our allies, our friends, are telling us that this stuff is happening within their countries as well. I mean, you know, places like France and Belgium, they're having a terrible time with Muslims. Cameron is now proposing legislation in England that would basically anybody who's an illegal, he wants to cap their immigration. He thinks that there's too many Middle Eastern people in England already, but he wants to cap the immigration of that. Plus, anybody who is caught there illegally, doesn't matter who they are, he wants legislation that would force them to confiscate all of their income and assets they made while being in England. And I thought that was, you know, bold. Whether he gets it or not is yet to be seen. But that would be kind of an interesting type of thing for somebody here to propose. And I would like to see them go even further. That if somebody were to employ, and I know this would probably never happen, but if somebody were to employ an illegal immigrant, and that illegal immigrant were to be caught, I don't care where he's from. He could be from the Middle East. He could be from Mexico. He could be from Brazil. He could be from, you know, Greece, for all I care. If he got here illegally and he was earning a living here illegally, that he would have to forfeit all his ill-gotten gains. Because let's face it, you know, people have been caught up, American citizens have been caught up in these drug forfeiture cases. You know, somebody has a joint under the seat of their car and they lose their car. So why isn't that you know, these illegals can get away with keeping everything that all their ill-gotten gains? So why don't we do that here as well as punish the employer who's ever employing them by saying, okay, well, if this person made, you know, $20,000, if you paid them $20,000 worth of here, then not only is that illegal going to lose $20,000, but now you're going to be fined $20,000 for paying them. I think that might also cause a lot of illegals to either stay home or go home. Do you think something like that is ever possible?
No. Because, as we said earlier, all of the people making money on illegals. I dare to ask you a question, and we had a grand time with you on our program Saturday night, and you took it over the top. I told you what your last article did on the MagnifiedView.com. Why? I understand Little Holland. I lived in Europe a total of, I don't know, 16 years. I understand how easy it was to take over Little Holland, maybe with 7 million, but, you know. Why are we expressing fear of these Muslims? Irving, Texas recently allowed Sharia law. The Obamanation, thank you, Backpack, that's his handle for Obama, is, of course, not only soft on Islam, hell, he's probably a part of it. He's still hanging out with the Muslim Brotherhood. He's hanging out with CARE without apology. But generally, why are we accepting these Muslims, the pending caliphate, and their terrorism, right? You made some brilliant comments Saturday night. I'll bring one up in a minute. What's your thought of why we're putting up with this, bro?
You know, I often go back and forth about things like that. And one, I think it's because, you know, we're supposed to be an accepting nation. You know, we're, you know, bring us your huddled masses, that type of thing. And they're not, they're also not Christian. And it seems like, you know, the country the liberal left is very anti-Christian. And even though that, you know, Christians are supposed to be highly accepting and forgiving of every sin under the planet, simply because that's what the left tells us our religion is all about, is forgiving. So that's why we have to accept all kinds of things that we don't like, you know, from gay marriage to what have you, you know, abortion. We're supposed to be that over the top forgiving. So we're not supposed to stand up for what we believe in, because then it would be kind of us being a hypocritical. So they tell us. And they're the ones that are at which I go back and forth with liberals on this sometimes, is that you do realize that you're supporting a religion that would get rid of you first. You're an infidel. And the funny thing is that they don't see it that way. They think because they're being accepting and open that they would accept them. And I don't know if it's just now, if it's just plain stupidity, or if it's something else at play.
My personal experience is it's cowardice. Flat. That's what it is. You know, just give them some more stuff and maybe they won't kill me. I've seen that around. You're seeing it now in many respects in Iraq and Syria.
Yeah, you know, you just go ahead and, if you accept them, if you allow them to do whatever they want, they'll leave you. If you leave them alone, they'll leave you alone, type of thing. But I say that. And then over the weekend, I was having more conversation with them. With some other liberals, and I started to think, well, maybe they're just stupid. I kind of had to rethink. Well, you know, I kind of believe what you just said about cowardice that if we just leave them alone, they'll leave us alone, you know, the live and let live type of mentality. But knowing what Islamists believe and feel towards the infidel, and they haven't been shy about it, especially when it comes to the fact that liberals are very big on supporting alternative lifestyles, no matter what it is, in abortion and things like that. And Islam is absolutely dead set against all of that. It has to be more than cowardice after speaking with these people over the weekend. It just has to be plain stupidity. There's got to be something else there.
I don't know. In backpacks, four-year journey back and forth across the country, including staying in hostels, he was virtually on the street quite a while. He met a lot of them. Maybe he can... What makes him tick, backpack?
Well, a lot of them are wanting to replace the United States flag with the United Nations flag, and they want to have a world government and, you know, kumbaya and play the guitar, bring... recently that James Taylor became famous because he came in and played a little ditty for Obama about, oh, it's all love and peace. And I think a lot of them are actually smoking pot. And, you know, in general, it was a lot of the Occupy movement was just really, they just want to have fun, party, you know, have a Woodstock and just have orgies. And just, you know, one of the things I always like to point out is we have freedom of expression in this country is part of our country, but we also have freedom of morality, and that part of being conservative, Christian, patriotic is we really have to bring up the freedom of morality.
Good point, though.
And that's been tremendously suppressed. The freedom of expression, it's like a it's like the lady who's blind with a scale, and unfortunately the freedom of morality has gotten pushed down, and the freedom of expression, which is the liberals, have pushed it down.
Well said, Doctor.
Thank you.
So, I fully understand the whole one world government, UN type of thing, but do they realize that Muslims would want that one world government to be Islamic? And
they want a caliphate, and anything that gets in their head, they're going to cut off heads. No question about that.
Exactly. So it wouldn't be a UN flag. It would be an Islamic flag.
Exactly. Yeah.
Would there be any other nation to stand up against these
empires? Of course, out of Turkey. Of course.
Yeah. So, I guess here comes, I was asking the question, would there be any other nation that would be able to stand up against these people if the United States subjugated itself to such a thing? And I guess one of the first people that comes to mind would be the communist Chinese, but I'm not so sure, you know. Look, all the other people out there who would also probably stand up against an Islamic world also have flags that are red. So I don't. Where do they think all of this is? I mean, there is no kumbaya in the former Soviet Union. That's why it's the former Soviet Union. There is no kumbaya still, really, politically speaking, in China. China has opened up in as far as their economic policy is concerned, which is why they've become such an economic juggernaut in such a short period of time. Plus 1.3 billion people. But at the same time, they still don't have the type of freedom that Americans think that the Chinese now have and enjoy. They really don't. They're still an oppressed people. So where are they getting the notion that everything is going to be free love, kumbaya type of thing? Because, you know, the Chinese don't like Islam any more than they like Christianity or Judaism or any other religion. Putin is not a religion fan, and especially, you know, he's had his own issues with Islamic terrorists in Russia. So I don't understand where they think all this is going to be kumbaya type of stuff.
Well, one of the Three Stooges, Lenin, Engels, Marx, and Stalin, one of them said that religion is the opiate of the people. So communism, as you inferred, replaces religion. all of the stands below Russia, in addition to Russia, are Muslim, in addition to Chechnya. All of the backwoods around the People's Republic, which is never People's, are Muslim. So, as you inferred or said, they will act immediately and harshly on it when they get ready. They're not going to put up with it either. And it's cultural. No one wants the New World Order. Even, you know, take little Honduras, just as an odd example. They're not going to have an amalgam of Chinese and Germans and whoever knows telling them what to do. It's just absurd. It's not going to happen. Could happen down line with the caliphate. It has in the past. You know, that's why the Knights Templar came into being. They did a good job.
Yeah, well, that's a part of history that is often twisted. You know, we're told that you know, King Richard and a few of the other English kings, they invaded the Middle East, not people not realizing, well, you know, the Middle East was invaded by the Muslims because they came after Judaism and Christianity. They came after. And I know that a lot of people like to think, well, you know, Islam has always been there. Well, no, out of the three major religions, it's the youngest, it's the newest. It wasn't always there. And I know people always talk about, well, the Muslims were there first, so the Jews should give up. Well, no, that's not, I don't know where that comes from. There were no Muslims back around the ancient Roman time period, but there were Hebrews, Jews, Israel. And I don't understand, well, if it's the, you know, we hear people in this country talk about, well, you know, the white man stole the land from the Native American simply because the Native American was here first. Well, if it's all about who's there first, well, shouldn't a great part of the Middle East actually belong to the Hebrew, the Jew, because they were there way before Islam was even thought of being born into a religion. I don't know where they come from with this kind of stuff. And I don't know why it always has to be this sort of whoever was there first type of mentality, because I don't think there's any place in the world that is now ruled by the original people that were there, if you want to say original people. You kind of want to bang your head up against a wall when you're talking to people like this, though. So I try, gentlemen. I really try.
You don't.
You know, we're going to go to break in just a couple of seconds here. But when we come back, what I'd like for you guys to do is really explain more about your program that you have on the air and your various publications and websites, because I know you have a few of them. You probably have some favorite ones out there that you're behind, you like to deal with. And I know that one of them is now printing some of my articles, which I'm very grateful for, and I'm glad that they're gaining some traction. So as soon as we come back,
we'd like to talk a little bit about Obama's war on your local cops, if you will.
We'll cover that as well. So all right. Hang on, guys, when we will be right back.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. Call InventHelp today.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-1609. That's 1-800-352-1609.
If you want to work until you keel over, have less of everything in retirement, or give back more of your hard-earned money to the stock market again, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to protect the money you save, receive a steady, predictable retirement income, and enjoy financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. You can download a free report that reveals the wealth-building secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. You'll learn how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and real prosperity without risking your money in the Wall Street casino, and how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. To learn more about this method and to get your free report, go to 52security.com. That's the number 52security.com. 52security.com. Go to 52security.com.
Hurt or injured in a car accident? It can be hard to take the proper legal action after a car accident, but waiting can cost you more. The law requires car accident victims to assert claims promptly. You could lose out by simply waiting. Call 800-709-4667 right now to see what your claim could be worth when handled by a skilled attorney. With a lawyer fighting and speaking up for you, you could be entitled to a big cash award. Call 800-709-4667. That's 800-709-4667. Now it's fast and easy to connect with the legal help you need after your car accident. Call 800-709-4667. The call is free, but you need to act now before time runs out on your claim. You need a lawyer to fight for you, protect you, and get you the compensation you need and deserve. Time's wasting. Call 800-709-4667. That's 800-709-4667. Call now.
I considered suicide so I wouldn't put my family through all the pain.
Many of our warriors are returning home from the battlefield, only to face a new war. As they struggle with devastated injuries. At Wounded Warrior Project, we understand. We're there to help.
Even though you think you're broken, you're not. It's the physical and the emotional healing that Wounded Warrior Project provides.
With a gift of just $19 a month, you can join Wounded Warrior Project. You'll help provide critically needed programs and services that rebuild lives.
Beautiful!
The ongoing needs of our wounded and their families will continue for many years to come. Now is the time to show your support. Call now or go online with your gift of just $19 a month and we'll send you this Wounded Warrior Project blanket.
It made me feel that there's people out there that care about us.
After this event, we can finally maybe start to heal as a family and move forward.
We need your help. The families are hurting.
For many of our wounded heroes, the greatest casualty is being forgotten. That's why your gift of just $19 a month is so important. Please call or go online right now.
You shouldn't have to pay to talk to the people closest to you, or the people who used to be. That's why Umbrella Wireless is proud to announce the new Friends, Family, and Recent Ex-Girlfriend plan. Now you'll get unlimited calls to your best buddy, your mom, or Cindy, once she realizes that you're seriously meant for each other and should stop screening your calls. Now the 30 minutes of agonizing silence where you're both afraid to hang up may drain your battery, but it won't drain your wallet. And you'll get unlimited calls just to check if she still cares enough to pick up, with no extra charges. With the Friends, Family, and Recent Ex-Girlfriend plan, your phone will automatically answer calls from your ex, because maybe she finally realizes that you're the only one for her and wants to get coffee sometime. Now, after lonely nights of looking at pictures of the road trip you took together when everything was great, your misspelled texts are absolutely free. The only thing you have to pay for is the booze. The Friends, Family, and Recent Ex-Girlfriend plan. Because she wants you back. She just doesn't know it yet.
Continuing my conversation with Yoda and Backpack. Guys, you wanted to begin this segment talking about Mr. Obama and his war on police. Now, I understand today that the Cleveland, Ohio Police Department has agreed basically to be taken over by the federal Justice Department. Now, I was kind of shocked by this. We don't have a federal local police force. You know, we have the FBI and things like that, but they're more concerned about bigger crimes, not dealing with your everyday street crime. But now it seems like they're getting involved in that, and they want to be at least partially running and overseeing the Cleveland, Ohio Police Department. Where is this coming from? Is this Obama trying to get his version of the brown shirts out there before he leaves office?
Well said, Rod. If you look back, Hitler's brown shirts became the black shirts. I was in the occupation of Germany. I was there 30 days before. I lived and worked with German cops for 11 months. Anyway, it's Castro. It's Stalin with the Cheka. They were Stalin's brown shirt. Sure. Obama is dedicated to replacing local coppers with feds. How he's doing it, there's a $99 million facility in Georgia. Let me do a parenthesis. Please, audience, go to your search engine and look this up. Don't listen to me. Listen to the backpack a little bit. Please do your own research and find out what we're saying is fact. It's called a MOUT facility, Military Operations in Urban Terrain. He's taking all the DHS elements, FEMA, Transportation Security, the Coast Guard, Secret Service, on and on and on. Even NOAA, the National Oceanographic, the post office has 700-odd armed inspectors. He's running them through there for riot control training and detention camp incarceration training. This is fact. He continues to run them through. The thing has a subway, this facility. So he's assembling an armed federal force against the Posse Comitatus law to have federal troops or people enforcing city, county, and state laws. But he's doing this. He's being successful with it. Started in Ferguson, went on to Baltimore, as your lovely article we're blowing out on our magazine, magnifiedview.com, is doing for your lovely. That's what he's doing. So we've gone into an area we cops call de-policing. What the police are now intimidated with this ridiculous militarization of the police and all this nonsense. Backpack's got something to play for your audience here, Brother Rod.
Okay. This is for all the our proud men and women in uniform who are serving our, playing the soccer, you know, supervising the soccer, and your next door neighbor putting on that uniform every morning.
Policeman. A policeman is a composite of what all men are, a mingling of saint and sinner, dust and deity. What that really means is that they are exceptional. They are unusual. They are not commonplace. Buried under the froth is the fact. And the fact is that less than 0.5% of policemen misfit that uniform. And that is a better average than you'd find among clergymen. What is a policeman? He of all men is at once the most needed and the most wanted. A strangely nameless creature. Obama. come. If he's pleasant, he's a flirt. If he's not, he's a grouch. He must make instant decisions, which would require months for a lawyer. But if he hurries, he's careless. If he's deliberate, he's lazy. He must be first to an accident, infallible with a diagnosis. He must be able to start breathing, stop bleeding, tie splints, and above all, be sure the victim goes home without a limp. The police officer must know every gun, draw on the run, and hit where it doesn't hurt. He must be able to whip two men twice his size and half his age without damaging his uniform and without being brutal. If you hit him, he's a coward. If he hits you, he's a bully. The policeman from a single human hair must be able to describe the crime, the weapon, the criminal, and tell you where the criminal is hiding. But if he catches the criminal, he's lucky. If he doesn't, he's a dunce. He runs files and writes reports until his eyes ache to build a case against some felon who will get dealed out by a shameless Seamus. The policeman must be a minister, a social worker, a diplomat, a tough guy, and a gentleman. And of course he'll have to be a genius because he'll have to feed a family on a policeman's salary.
What do you think, Rod?
That was a voice from the past who tells us the rest of the story. And I think he pretty much hit the nail on the head, and especially with the notion that so few policemen turn out to be bad cops, if you will, that the percentage is even less than what happens in the clergy, especially what we've experienced in the Catholic clergy over the past 20 years. Absolutely correct. I mean, these are people that even people who do not like them call them when they are needed. So it's a tough job. It's a really tough job. And yeah, that, you know, we have to be vigilant to make sure that the so-called bad cops are found out honestly and then weeded out so that all of the rest of the good cops can do their job without fear of reprisal every time they do their job, and when they do their job justly and rightfully and legally. Otherwise you end up with what's happening in Baltimore, in Ferguson. I mean, what do we want? Do these people, the people in these cities, do they want anarchy? That's all I can think of, because it doesn't make any sense in any other vein, that they could possibly want something else. They say that they want, you know, they want peace and they want justice, but yet they go out there and they rob, they pillage, they destroy, they burn. And I don't know how they think that is justice.
Observe that the mayor, with Obama's urging, turn Baltimore, as in your article, over into the Crips gang, the Bloods, and an Islamic gang. He literally turned over the streets of Baltimore. Backpack was in a copper meeting this morning, and he can tell you what's going on in and around San Diego here.
We have done a survey across the country on Obama's war on police. He intends to replace them with feds, and this is from a supervising agent from a large Midwest city. Numbers for all of our police academies around here are down significantly, and the recruiters are pulling their hair out. The senior guys who are eligible to retire are doing so. Even if they really want to stay, they are afraid of the risk to their future. If they are involved in a perceived bad arrest or incident, one of our personal friends is glad that they're nearing the end of their career and not just starting out. Because they can't think of a single colleague that they work with from any agency who hasn't expressed the same sentiment. No cop wants to stand by and watch something happen, but when measured against the risk of losing everything and destroying their family, if things are perceived as being wrong, or the subject makes false accusations, which are assumed true, and no one tries to disprove, what a crazy mixed up place we have come to. So unfortunately, what's going on in the world or in the U.S. is just unbelievable, but try to look on the bright side. Unfortunately, you know, we're in this mess and this ongoing assaults on law enforcement. One of our really close friends we've had on Voices of Global Freedom many times is the great Lieutenant Randy Sutton, who was 30 years in Las Vegas, most decorated Las Vegas Metro Police Department, and he is the national spokesman for American Council on Public Safety. And please go check out their website, www.defendingtheshield.org. Great guy, and he's a great person to have on your show, Rod. A wonderful guy. He's doing amazing things to help the Thin Blue Line.
It takes a lot of work to do that, and these people do this kind of thing because they believe in the American way, and the American way is really about fairness and true justice. For the most part, I believe that most Americans still believe that justice should be blind. You know, it shouldn't care what you look like. It can't see you. All it is because we're supposed to be a nation of laws, not a nation of men. And we see that things get screwed up when men start to rule instead of governed by the rule of law. Right now we have an administration that is trying to rule instead of govern by the rule of law. They issue all these caliphates, otherwise known as executive orders. They've had it's kind of amazing how this time around in his second term, everybody's kind of forgotten about all of Obama's czars that are still there and still quite intact and active. All of a sudden, you would think that they no longer exist, but they're still there. And they're the ones that continually advise him as to on executive orders. They're the ones that say, yes, you know, you should do this. If Congress doesn't give you exactly what you want, then you should issue this kind of executive order so you can get more of what you want. And now we have a new attorney general that believes that she should do whatever the president says, not what the law says, i.e. the Constitution. I'm gonna back and run the department based on what the president tells me to do, and not what the Constitution tells me to do. They're open about this now. There's no more hiding it. There's no more backdoor type of stuff or in secret hall or in secret meetings. They're out. She said it right there on the open floor when she was, when they were doing questioning her for her confirmation. She said it right there in the open. And nobody out there was like, trying to run and hide and say, oh, my God, I can't believe, there was no facepalm moment. It was as if it was finally everybody was saying, OK, it's finally out there. That's great. Now everybody knows. And they seem to be operating by the fact that nobody cares. I mean, am I perceiving that correctly, gentlemen?
Here's how it's working now, brother. Police respond to a crime scene. Backpack picked this up this morning. Now, in Baltimore, like your article, and up there in San Diego, we're at the border at the moment anyway. Police report to a crime, homicide, right, whatever crime scene, and they rope off the crime scene. Now, through telephones, cell phones that Obama gave them, they quickly organize like a fishbone, and 30 or more will show up. These are either blacks or Latinos, or whatever we're calling them now. Right. Recently, at a homicide scene, about 30 showed up, standing outside the roped-off area, and didn't one show up with a pistol in his waistband? These are not the brightest bulbs in the tree. But at some point, as in Cleveland, I was a Cleveland cop 100 years ago, as in Cleveland or Baltimore or Ferguson or New York or San Diego, if they can orchestrate that it's this bad, that will give the Obama nation, however outside the law and posse comitatus, this will give him the ability to stick feds in. Does that make sense? I didn't pick up that piece on Cleveland that you spoke about earlier, the best location in the nation. But that's a bad sign. Where'd you pick that up, Rod?
That actually, believe it or not, came across my news feed via Yahoo News. And it was rather shocking to me early. It was one of the first things that came across early in the day. It was like late morning. And I had to read it twice because I didn't believe what I read the first time. And I was sure that, you know, Yahoo made a mistake, but no, I read the full article and they did not make the mistake. And let's face it, Yahoo is not exactly a conservative news publication. It's rather liberal in their slant. So when you have a liberal organization or a liberal news group talking about the way they were talking about it, it's probably a lot worse than what they're actually presenting. So, but I found it interesting since we got on this topic that is already happening. And it seems like there isn't an outrage for this. And maybe it's just because it's not being broadcast widely yet, but it would seem to me that people would be highly outraged that their local police department could now be taken over by the Justice Department out of Washington.
Yeah, well, here they come. They'll come from 1,000 miles away. That's part of the charm. So they don't know the area. They don't have alliances. They don't know beats. They haven't made friends. And it is the way of Hitler's way. It simply is. Bad stuff, brother. It's the next step on the ladder, of course, to martial law. Backpack and I have found with civilians, they really don't know what martial law is. We do because we've lived under it, you know, around the world. But that's clearly the next step on the ladder to total control. In our sphere are several general officers, recently retired people from the CIA and other agencies, and they are all saying, independent of each other, often on our radio program, Voices of Global Freedom, that they know from their recent service that this is Obama Nation's plan. Whether he can do that or not, you know, we'll see. Cleveland's a bad sign, though. It's a big step on the ladder, Rob.
There are lots of people who have been sounding the alarm about Obama possibly trying to institute martial law as a way for him to continue being president beyond his tenure, his stated term. At first, you know, I used to think, no, that's, you know, you guys are kind of being a little overly sensitive about this guy. Yeah, he's bad, but really, he can't be that bad. Well, I have to say, I have to eat crow because that's one of the rare instances where I have been wrong. The man is that bad. And I guess I didn't like to think that an American could be that bad, that evil. And frankly, that's how I describe. That's just pure evilness. There, I mean, you don't care about your own people. You're only there for your own enrichment, your own enjoyment, and to do whatever the hell that you want to do, regardless of what. And we saw this with Obamacare. No, you know, the vast overwhelming majority of the American people didn't want Obamacare. So you know, they passed it in the dead of night over a holiday week. So the American people couldn't really stand up and say, you know, foul, because by the time they woke up on New Year's, hey, we got it. Well, we got Obamacare. And this seems to be par for the course in how he does a lot of things, and that he tries to sneak this stuff in there via executive order or via regulation. I mean, just this past holiday weekend, last Friday, you know, another 2,800 regulations were dumped on us. On a Friday document dump. What is that? Yeah, that's not how you govern. That's how you rule.
Communism and Islam must crash as society. They're going to take over. They can't take over Switzerland. You know, everybody lives pretty good there. So their first objective, per Engels' manifesto, is to crash the society that's in, they replace it then with communism. Backpack's got a great backpack of dough about it. What's happening to an officer here now? He picked up this morning.
So we're just seeing now that officers have recorders that are stored in the cloud in the servers in the sky, so to speak.
Cameras.
So they're walking around with cameras and recorders now. That's a new thing. And officers at first were not happy about it, but now they're starting to accept it and see the value in having that.
You remember the guy's story you told me about the house and being sued?
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, one of our great officers, he was in a house, and the perpetrator, the bad guy, was hiding in the bathroom. So he rolled him up, handcuffed him, carted him off. Next thing he knows, the owner of the house is actually suing him in civil court. And this has been going on for 2 years now. He's unfortunately got this giant anvil of a civil lawsuit hanging over his head by the owner of the house. That is just unbelievable.
Rod, he saved the owner from becoming a hostage. Are you with me? From the bad guy. Takes the bad guy out of the house. The owner of the damn house, upper middle class, probably 700,000, I don't know, is suing the officer individually for coming into his house. You like that one, Rod?
What? That makes absolutely no sense. No, that doesn't make any sense.
I know. But you get the wrong jury now. This is civil.
Yeah, so this guy could possibly lose.
And the copper no longer has a house or a car. There you go. His wife will not be happy about this.
this is the direction that we're fighting. And it's really going to take a concerted conservative effort to elect more and more conservative people, not only to the national level of the House of Representatives and the Senate, but also to the presidency, as well as Tip O'Neill said, locally, because all politics is local.
Yeah.
Guys, I really want to thank you for joining me here tonight. You know, I don't normally do this on my program, but it has been a genuine pleasure, and we really need to do this again because we're just about out of time for today. And I promise you, next time I will not be late to the microphone, so we'll have the full 2 hours instead of abbreviated 90 minutes because we definitely need. There's some other stuff I want to get into, but thanks for joining me, guys.
Well, we're eager to get you back on Voices of Global Freedom. Thanks for the opportunity to work with you, brother.
Thank you, Rod.
Thanks, guys. God bless.
God bless.
We'll be back here tomorrow. Same bat time, folks. Same bat time. Till then.